hierarchies is still really hard. There are some roadside bombs, attacks by ISIS, militia violence, and then there are the constant power cuts and crumbling health and education systems. Iraq is an oil-rich country. It has the wealth to develop its infrastructure, but the funds are squandered in corruption and bad governance. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Baghdad.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a law that will allow an anti-abortion monument to be built near the state capitol. The privately funded statue will be sited on the Capitol grounds. The bill was approved by the majority Republican legislature last week. A formerly well-connected Republican donor will go on trial in Minnesota on Tuesday on charges that he trafficked minors for sex. Anton Tony Lazaro has been charged with 7 federal counts involving 5 minors aged 15 and 16. A co-defendant pleaded guilty to 2 counts last year and will testify against Lazaro. You're listening to NPR News.
You are listening to...
Hello, I'm Graydon Baker today. I'm finally back from my trip, and... You are now listening to KCAW's Radio Sitka, and this is the Manajkum Braves Radio Channel. Hour.
Throw the football to the legs of Good evening. My name's Allison, and you guys just listened to Lightbringer by Pentakill. And the song you just listened to earlier was Eat Your Young by Jose.
Thank you so much. And now we will be going into a short intermission with ads.
Supported by Schmolk Mechanical Contractors. Schmolk installs and maintains boilers, furnaces, heat pumps, air conditioning, water solutions, and more with 24-hour emergency repair and service agreements. For home or commercial plumbing, heating, and appliance needs, Schmolk can be reached at 747-3142, serving Southeast Alaska for over 90 years. KCAW is supported by Schmolk Mechanical Contractors. Schmolk installs and maintains boilers, furnaces, heat pumps, air conditioning, water solutions, and more with 24-hour emergency repair and service agreements. For home or commercial plumbing, heating, and appliance needs, Schmolk can be reached at 747-3142, serving Southeast Alaska for over 90 years.
Join Sitka Community Theater for Amélie, a whimsical musical journey through Montmartre as a young woman searches for love and connection.
Based on the 2001 movie, Amélie plays 7 p.m. March 24th and 25th and 2 p.m. March 26th at the Performing Arts Center. The show contains adult themes,
tickets at Old Harbor Books, fineartscamp.org,
and at the door.
From the darkness of winter, a light emerges. A beacon of hope shimmers on the horizon. Sunlight dances on the ocean, and cutting through the waves is the Sitka Whale Fest Food Web Cruise. On Saturday, March 25th, celebrate spring by joining local naturalists on a cruise through Sitka Sound. Connect with wildlife, enjoy complimentary brunch, and be the first to know the 2023 Whale Fest theme. More information and registration available at sitkascience.org.
I'm Tim Franks. From the biggest breaking stories of the day to the important issues and trends, we're there.
This is an historic victory in what is a very important day.
This could change world history.
Everybody's going to pay a price. He will, everybody will.
And I am just so happy to be home and to put my feet on this land again.
Another huge development.
Join me and my colleagues for NewsHour from the BBC.
Weekdays at... Hello, we are back from our short intermission, and now we will have random conversations about how our week's been going and if there's anything interesting going on. If you'd like to take it off.
So, this week, Saturday school was pretty fun. There was science, a lot of science. We built paper airplanes, and the first person to fly their paper airplane across from the beginning of the gym to the end of the gym got a subway. It was pretty fun. And going to touch animals was pretty cool.
Hi, I'm Crystalline, and I'm a junior, and like the juniors and seniors did... Well, we made ice cream, and then we also did an egg drop, where we, like, dropped it from... I don't know how tall it was, like, basically the ceiling, and then down. My egg did not survive.
My egg did survive. But seniors were supposed to go on a boat yesterday, but it got too windy, so we couldn't go. But we still have senior sneak.
I have a idea what we should talk about. We should be talking about like how life has been so far in our dorms, because I'm pretty sure parents listening are pretty curious. So far in the boys' dorm, there has been a lot of chaos with people running around the halls and forgetting to put water in their noodles.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty common occurrence. It's honestly mind-boggling that people forget to put water in noodles.
Yeah.
That's still happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens if you don't put water in noodles?
It becomes a major and you get like 15 demerits.
Is it a major?
15? It's a major now.
Wow, it was that big of a problem. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, like what happens to the noodles?
Oh, they burn.
I think it catches on fire and it ruins the microwave.
For real?
Yeah, we've gone through 3 microwaves now.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Easily.
That doesn't happen in HH.
And that doesn't happen in Ivy either.
I think it's just boys' dorm and girls' dorm.
I organized my drawers, so now they're not like a chaotic mess of like everything.
I did my spring cleaning like a week ago, even though it's not even really spring, and now it's back to the way it used to be before I cleaned everything.
No, because when I walked outside for study hour, I was like, wait, it's still like pretty bright outside.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
It's crazier, like with the time change and everything, it's not as dark anymore. That really threw me off. I'll be like laying in bed and I'll look over and it's like almost midnight and you can see perfectly outside. It just blows me away.
What?
Yeah.
I can hardly see out there.
Yeah, I can hardly see right now.
Okay. When it first changed.
Maybe like 6 o'clock and it's still bright, but like now. Not really.
When it first changed, it threw me off.
Yeah, I don't know whose idea it was to put a Saturday school right after time change. That really messed up my entire schedule.
And to have a lock-in after Saturday school.
Saturday school.
Till like 2 a.m.
It wasn't supposed to be this week. It was supposed to be April 1st.
But isn't there also going to be like a Saturday school?
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2 weeks there's going to be another Saturday school, I think.
Language arts or like,
I think it's liberal arts Saturday school.
Oh yeah, liberal arts. Yeah.
Speaking of the lock-in, did anyone win any amazing prizes?
Oh my god.
Me Kaden and Brittany got first in the scavenger hunt. We're literally like running around the gym just like, you go this way, count this way. And like we got prom tickets for free.
I won 3 out of the 5 speakers that were given away.
3?
Yeah.
Yeah. You won a whole bunch, too.
Didn't you win two prizes?
I won 2 things. I won the world's largest gummy bear. That's 5 pounds.
No, it's a gummy worm.
I won the gummy bear. Yeah, Melvin got the gummy worm.
Yeah, and then I also got that Echo Dot. I still cannot figure out how to set it up.
They actually don't work in the dorms. I have an Alexa myself, and they don't work. They can't connect to the Wi-Fi.
Is it because of the firewall?
No, it's because you have to connect to a third-party app in order to, like, not an app, but third-party website to log into the Wi-Fi.
Would we even be able to set it up through data?
No.
Oh.
No one won those socks.
I wanted the socks, but I have not been able to win a prize my whole 4 years because I've been on student council all 4 years of high school. So I just sat there all night and gave tickets out to the ticket runners for people running their games. And I did a lot of drawing. Aiden gambled the whole night, so I didn't see him.
Yeah, that very last game, I had 20, and I was like, it's a 3-way tie. And everything just went down, and I'm not even sure what happened. I ended up with like 3 to like 20 tickets. I just got handed like, here. I'm like, okay. And I just went and dumped it all into the gummy bear.
Yeah, I think I ended the night with like 50 tickets or something like that, and I put them all into the speakers because I noticed that hardly anyone put stuff in the speakers, so I was like, I wonder if I can win all of them. And I got pretty close to winning all of them.
So you lied to me.
What?
You said you were putting it in the Spider-Man plushie.
No, I put some in the Spider-Man plushie. I also put like 3 in the Echo Dot, but I wasn't hopeful.
Yeah, I kind of dumped like 35 tickets and then another like 10 into the gummy bear.
I put like all my tickets in that mushroom and the Spider-Man plushie, and I was so disappointed. I really wanted the mushroom.
I've been reading a really good book lately. It's actually for my creative writing class. It's called Q&A, and it's by Vikas Swarup. It actually inspired the movie Slumdog Millionaire. And it follows the story of a boy named Ram Muhammad Thomas. And I definitely suggest this book. It is so good. And it's really, it's nicely paced, and it's probably the best book I've read in a really long time.
Well, thank you guys for, thank you guys so much for sharing. And now we will get right into music and maybe have a little more talking with different people.
Thank you. Demons inside start to really come alive. Oh my, I get anxious and I don't know why. I can hear my dreams calling me, but all these doubts are haunting me. Why is it always right before I fall asleep? Did I get overwhelmed so easily? My anxiety creeps inside of me, makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed. You look at that, another person telling me that I should just relax, calm down and take it easy, everything will be okay. Yeah, sure, cause that's what they all say. But oh, my mind isn't really my friend sometimes. I can hear my dreams calling me, but all these doubts are haunting me. Why is it always right before I fall asleep? Did I get overwhelmed so easily? My anxiety creeps inside of me, makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed so easily. My anxiety creeps inside of me, makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed so easily. My anxiety creeps inside of me, makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me feels like I'm somebody else.
Hi, this is Dill. You just listened to Overwhelmed by Rimac, After Dark by Mr. Kitty, and Blue Hair.
Thank you very much. And now we will be going straight into weather.
Hi, I'm Brittany Lestenkoff, and tonight in Sitka, scattered rain showers low in the mid-30s, light winds. Monday, cloudy high winds around 40, light winds. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 30, northwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Tonight in Cake and Port Alexander, numerous rain showers, lows in the mid-30s, east winds to 10 miles per hour. Port Alexander, scattered rain showers. Monday in Cake, cloudy isolated rains, highs around 40, light winds. Monday night, most likely cloudy, lows around 30. Light winds in Port Alexander, lows in the mid-30s. In Angoon, tonight, numerous rain showers, lows in the mid-30s. Light winds, Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 30. Northwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Monday, cloudy isolated rains, showers, highs around 40. North winds to 10 miles per hour.
Tonight in Tanaki Springs, scattered rain showers, lows in the mid-30s, and light winds. On Monday, it's going to be cloudy with highs around 40 and light winds. And then Monday night, mostly clear around 30 with light winds. And Pelican and Elfin Cove, tonight is scattered rain showers, lows in the mid-30s, and light winds. Monday is cloudy, highs in the mid-40s, and light winds. And then Monday night is partly cloudy, lows around 30, west winds to 10 miles per hour. And then in Yakutat, tonight mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, north winds to 15 miles per hour. Monday, partly sunny, highs around 40, north winds to 10 miles per hour. And then Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 30, and northeast winds to 10 miles per hour.
Thank you so much. And now we will be reading off the community calendar for Sitka, Alaska.
On Monday, March 20, at 3:30 p.m., Sprocket's Bike Club will have a meeting. 5 p.m., School Board, Sitka School Board. 6 p.m., Land Trust Meeting. 6 p.m., SCLT. 6 p.m., Adult Indoor Soccer. On Tuesday, March 21st, at 10:30 a.m., Sprouts. 1:30 p.m., Spring Crafting. 6 p.m., Recovery Dharma. 7 p.m., Sitka Tells Tales. On Wednesday, March 22nd, 10 a.m., Job Fair. A 3:30 p.m. 4-H Wilderness Skills Series, a 4:30 p.m. Parkinson's Support Group, 6 p.m. KCOB Board of Directors Meeting, and 7 p.m. Sitka Counseling Book Club.
Thank you so much. And now we will be getting right back into the music.
That you know all her lies. Yeah, you think you're funny, right?
What?
You think you're super sly. Flirting with them, but telling me you're mine. Building me up, but buttercup, you lied. Now I'm gonna ruin your life. Cause I've gotten tired of the games that you play. When you tell me you love me, then you throw me away. So cry me a river till you drown in the lake. Cause you may think you're winning. Checkmate, yeah, you may think you're winning, but checkmate. Now this is getting fun. I saw you kissing someone else's tongue. You said that I'm the only one you love. Baby, this is getting fun. I'll let you think you won. Date in the park, I'll play you super dumb. Holding your hand, but in the other one. Yeah, baby, you should really run. Cause I've gotten tired of the games that you play. When you tell me you love me, then you throw me away. So cry me a river till you drown in the lake. Cause you may think you're winning, but checkmate. Yeah, you may think you're winning, but checkmate. And I'ma get you gone. So cry me a river till you drown in the lake. Cause you may think you're winning, but checkmate. And you did some damage, so I'm making you pay. And no one's ever gonna love you anyways. Cause you're just a narcissist, it's totally fake. Yeah, you may think you're winning this heartbreak, but you aren't gonna win it, cause checkmate.
You can't find the words to say. All the
almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place.
Graydon Baker, and we're back to talk about random things that happened throughout the week. So far, there has been a Saturday lock-in that was previously mentioned, and then I personally just got back from a trip home, which I had a lot of fun. Me and my dad went riding around on the beach. That was a lot of fun. And did anyone else have anything fun happen throughout the week or weekend?
I don't think so.
Man, it feels like there's so much this week, but there's like nothing to talk about.
The week after Saturday school is known as WAS.
WAS?
WAS. Yeah, week after Saturday school. And it's the worst week.
It really is. I mean,
like, every couples are known to break up the Wednesday of WAS.
The Wednesday of WAS?
Yeah. I learned that my freshman year. Yeah. Couples are most likely to break up on the Wednesday after Saturday school.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Who did the statistic there?
I don't know. I think it was the music teacher freshman year.
So, wait, who did it again?
I don't know. He just told me my freshman year, you don't know him, he was a teacher our freshman year, but he said that couples are most likely to break up the week after Saturday school.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense with all, you know, everyone's tired, stressed out. It's just, I know after Saturday school that just Sunday alone is not enough for me to catch up on all the sleep that I've missed out, so.
But you know what? We have 53 days until we graduate.
I know, it's
and
so
it
crazy.
Would not be 53 if we did not have these Saturday schools. Yeah. We'd be here until, like, the middle of May, end of May.
Yeah, I know a bunch of, like, I'm forgetting his name, but I have a friend in Anchorage who's not graduating until, like, almost the 31st of May, or pretty close to there, but it's just, it's crazy. We almost get a whole month ahead of everyone else because of these Saturday schools.
Really? A whole month?
Pretty close, yeah. It's like 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
My, at home, they were, like, going to get out of school maybe end of May or, like, in middle of June. But, like, my mom decided to, like, requested to extend by, like, 30 minutes. So my baby brother, he starts school at 9 and ends at 4.
Lucky.
We start school at, like, nearly 10 and end at 4. Well, almost all of the school. Seniors have a first hour, unless you actually have a first hour, but the majority of the school only has a second hour, so they get to the school at, like, 9:35, and we end at 4.
Yeah. I mean, not only that, we have trimesters, and the way trimesters work is it requires us to take less classes, because those trimesters add up more. So instead of into a semester kind of area where one semester is half the year, we have trimesters where one trimester and half of the other trimester is half of the year. So we get through more classes in a shorter amount of time. We get through the curriculum faster than other places.
It's only 11 weeks per trimester, I think.
Yeah, and we got to get through a certain amount of curriculum. So we, you know, we zoom right through our curriculums pretty quickly.
I miss semesters so bad.
I do too.
We started the second trimester right before Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And getting back from Christmas break was really hard. Getting back into the groove of, like, going to class every day and trying to remember what I learned before I left school, it was really bad for me.
Yeah, I mean,
on top of my senioritis.
Yeah, I totally feel you there. Like, our Christmas break is longer than, you know, most other people. So, like, we almost get a full month for Christmas break. And it's just, after a month of not doing anything, your brain just, you have to completely rewire it into the school mode, you know?
Yeah, it was a bit difficult right after Christmas break. Especially when I'm not really good at English, and we, like, had to, my English teacher gave us homework over Christmas break, like, a whole packet.
Yeah, I don't understand why teachers would give homework on over a holiday, because that's a time to celebrate and be with family. It's just, like, how I think of it is just, like, oh, they look like they're having fun or hanging out with family. They probably want some homework and gives us the homework.
I loved my homework. I'm sorry, but I loved the homework that I got. I was taking AP Comp and Lit, and I had so many essays and so many, like, reading assignments. It was so good. I got to read a book. Like, it was so fun. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a nerd.
My mom said that people really good at English is very bad at math, and people who are very good at math is very good at English. Very good at math and very bad at English.
I'm not even either of those. I'm
horrible at math.
I'm horrible, like, really, really bad at math, and I'm okay at English.
I'm amazing with English, and I'm horrible with math. And it's funny because Aiden is the exact opposite. Like, he was in, like, AP Calc, and I couldn't even pass Algebra 2.
To be fair, Algebra 2 was a pretty hard class. Like,
but you could not do my AP class.
Oh, no way. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay at English. Like, I'm great with grammar. I'm good at writing. It's just timed essays and reading. That's just not my style. So I couldn't really, you know, keep up in that kind of way with English. But math, I can do math all day. I love math.
Right now, I'm taking 2 math classes.
Oh, what classes?
I'm taking Geometry A and Algebra 1.
I'm only taking 1. I'm taking Algebra 1B with one of the amazing teachers here. And I'm actually doing surprisingly well.
What teacher do you have?
Miss Guyana Goodlin.
Miss Goodlin.
She's very understanding and is willing to put in the extra work when it's needed. And she, overall, is just a really good teacher.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to meet her yet. There's a couple of the new teachers that I haven't been able to actually have a conversation with. But I've heard lots of good things about Miss Goodlin.
Yeah, she is in my extended family, so it's pretty fun. On family dinner night, she brings homemade desserts, like brownies, cookies. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, those family night dinners are just always the best. But it's so hard to get there super early. You gotta show up like half an hour. I've had to show up a half an hour early. I was like midway through the line. It's amazing. It's just like some people are so dedicated for when the school makes really good food. Because some of the food that the school here makes is not the best. Like, it's just a... But Edgecombe is a great school. I would recommend it to all my friends because the teachers are willing to put in the work. They have a great curriculum.
Curriculum.
Yeah, curriculum. God. And also, it's just overall a great school for kids that are wanting to exceed what they could do.
Not only that, Edgecombe has a lot of opportunities that you won't find anywhere else. Like, I can't think of another high school that offers ground school courses so you can get your private pilot's license, EMT courses so you can, you know, get certified and work on an ambulance to help people. It's just like, there's so many crazy opportunities here at this school that you wouldn't expect from any other, like, you wouldn't expect in a high school. And I think that's amazing that Edgecombe has the opportunity to offer those things. So, I mean, yeah, I agree. I totally agree with, I would recommend this school to almost anyone, too.
Yeah. During Christmas break, I was telling a few of my friends to apply to Edgecombe. And my brother, right now, he submitted his application. So I'm hoping he gets accepted.
Well, I wish you and your brother good luck. Does anyone have plans for over the summer?
I'm going to fish. Well, I'm going to bait in St. Paul. Aiden's going to fish my grandpa's boat. And then in July, we're going to register for classes in Oregon because we're going to Oregon Tech. So it's going to be really fun.
That seems very fun.
I'm going to spend a month at my village, and then my parents are planning on sending me and my brother to Portland, Oregon to visit family.
Hopefully over the summer I get some kind of job working with the radio, because this is something that I'm really passionate about and I love doing.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. I know. Me personally, I'm looking forward to being able to take a road trip down to Oregon. I talked a little bit about this last week, but I'm pretty excited to, you know, hop in a car and go explore the rest of this country, so.
Yeah. This is Mount Edgecombe Radio, and right before we leave, we are going to tell a joke.
Okay. I'm Jaylene, and here's my joke. Why don't scientists trust atoms?
Why?
Why?
Because they make up everything.
Thank you very much, and we will be getting into our exit song. This is KCAW Sitka. This is the Edgecombe Group. And goodbye for now.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
F is for fire that burns down the whole town. U's for uranium bombs. N is for no survivors when you...
Plankton! Those things aren't what fun is all about. Now, do it like this. F is for friends who do stuff.
Never! That's completely idiotic.
Here, let me help you. F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. Try it!
N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
Wait, I don't understand this. I feel all tingly inside. Should we stop?
No, that's how you're supposed to feel.
Well, I like it. Let's do it again!
Okay!
F is for frolic through all the flowers. U is for ukulele. N is for nose picking, sharing gum and sun licking here with my best buddy.
W.D3S.FM. Stay close for more music. Thanks.
From the darkness of winter, a light emerges. A beacon of hope shimmers on the horizon. Sunlight dances on the ocean, and cutting through the waves is the Sitka Whale Fest Food Web Cruise. On Saturday, March 25th, celebrate spring by joining local naturalists on a cruise through Sitka Sound. Connect with wildlife, enjoy complimentary brunch, and be the first to know the 2023 Whale Fest theme. More information and registration available at sitkascience.org.
I'm Tim Franks. From the biggest breaking stories of the day to the important issues and trends, we're there.
This is an historic victory in what is a very important day.
This could change world history.
Everybody's going to pay a price. He will, everybody will.
And I am just so happy to be home and to put my feet on this land again.
Another huge development.
Join me and my colleagues for NewsHour from the BBC.
Weekdays at noon on your listener-supported KCAW Raven Radio.